Been smooth on this drive so far. He puts Floyd in motion. Now he'll throw on the play fake. This one to Winger. Touchdown, Indians. Touchdown, Wetumpka. They take the lead with 37 seconds left on the clock, and the black and gold are back in front. 21 seconds left in this first half, up to the 24-yard line. Skipper by himself fakes the wide receiver screen. Now a deep ball. Caleb Ballard gets on top of a man, makes the grab. Touchdown, Wetumpka. And second down, goal to go from the 3-yard line once again. Smoke in the backfield again, now on the right side of Skipper. He's got Ballard to his far right, Floyd to his left. Play fake, trying to roll out under pressure again. Let's go of it right before getting hit. It is caught in the end zone. Caleb Ballard, he finally found him, and Wetumpka gets into the end zone. Touchdown. And in the touchdown, Wetumpka leads it 27-0. This one is pooch kicked, takes an awkward bounce. Wetumpka may be on top of it, and I believe they are. Another onside kick for this Indians team. Alex Smeland continues to dominate at the kicker position.
And wow, I mean, that was a great hustle there from Bobo Browning. He had the forced fumble earlier in this game and did a great job to get on top of it right there.
2:34 to go. Wetumpka football again.
Wetumpka football.
Special teams, defense, and they say it wins ball games, and it is absolutely able to here so far today. They forced three fumbles, a safety, and now an onside kick. Smeland back-to-back weeks with onside kick attempts that have been recovered. He's perfect on field goals now with one today, 3 for 3 on the year, and he's 8 for 8 on extra points. You can't ask for better from a sophomore kicker. Now, on the first play of the drive, deep ball to Ballard, touchdown Indians. Charlie Skipper is the starting quarterback. He comes into the huddle now to deliver the first play call of his career as a starting quarterback in the playoffs. Only played one game last year. He's been the starter all season, and now in his biggest game yet. Empty set to start things off. Under some pressure early, trying to go up into the pocket, and he won't go very far. He's going to be taken down, and he lost a couple.
He's looking for number 4, Jordan Hill on the stick and go right there. Just couldn't quite get it, and the pocket collapsed on him too fast. And then Sarah Lynn looked like they were in some cover 4 right there, just playing bailout coverage. Didn't fool anyone right there.
Second and 11 for the Indians. He's got Jordan Smoke next to him. A jet sweep, though. He'll keep it himself. Skipper up the middle now, trying to take off. And he does a nice job up to the 34-yard line. And it's going to be close to that first down marker. I think they're going to mark him just shy. Third and 1 here early on from the 34-yard line. Indians and Sarah Land here to start this off. 1 minute down in this game in the first round of the playoffs.
Imagine the Indians take advantage of Charlie Skipper's legs a lot today. Just make sure that they can try to get Saraland's defense on their heels. Caleb Ballard also going to be a mismatch you can look for.
He's going to fake rolling one way, then roll to his left. On the run, this is complete to Andrew Boyles, who races down the sideline and is tossed out of bounds in Spartan territory at the 42-yard line. A Collier forward, first down for the Indians.
And way to make something happen there by Charlie Skipper. He's under a lot of pressure, but he found his guy, Andrew Boyles, running across the field. That was not the first read, and now the Indians look like they want to move a little bit quickly now.
It was a well-executed play. They had a fake jet sweep coming. Skipper had looked to his right like he was going to roll that direction where everyone was, and instead comes to that weak side and finds Andrew Voiles on the crossing route. First and 10 for the Indians now in plus territory at the 42. Handoff now to Jordan Hill, trying to find some room towards the outside. And he's going to go backwards, loses a yard or two on first.
The trenches are going to be really important for the Indians tonight. They're going to have to find a way to win some of those matchups. They can't have Charlie Skipper getting pressured all night.
Second down now, 12 to go. He rolls out under pressure again. This time he's going to do it with his legs once more. Gain some nice yardage out of it. We'll make this third and manageable at about the 37, 38-yard line here And a big third down for the Indians early in this game. 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score between the Indians and Saraland.
Establishing the line of scrimmage, like I said, is going to be very important. But having Charlie Skipper run and scramble outside of the pocket is going to open some of those running lanes inside up with Jordan Hill. It's going to kind of get Saraland spread out just a little bit.
Saraland showing some pressure. Skipper's going to toss to Hill, who's looking to throw, and he will. Has it. John Hudson Winger. He makes the grab, and a touchdown pass for Jordan Hill puts Wetumpka out front early.
And that's how you punch somebody in the mouth, run them a trick play. I saw it as soon as he threw it. I was like, no way they're running the toss on 3rd and 5. Jordan Hill's throwing it, put it right on the money. John Hunt swinging, running down the middle. And, man, that is how you start a football game if you're the Indians.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you punch someone in the mouth. Indians on the board early. 9:32 left to go in this first quarter. And the black and gold have the early lead in their swinging gate formation. But now they'll come back over and get set for the point after. Kicking this one for the Indians is Alex Smeelin, the sophomore. This kick is up and drives it through. 7-0 the score. Wetumpka stunned Saraland in the opening drive to take the lead here in the 6A playoffs.